This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The partisan battle lines are hardening as Washington braces for this week's expected House vote to impeach President Trump. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Senator Ted Cruz tells ABC's This Week,
I think this is the beginning of the end for this show trial that we've seen in the House. I think it's going to come to the Senate. We're going to have fair proceedings, and then it's not going anywhere because the facts aren't there.
But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is raising doubts after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Fox News last week he was working as one with the White House and there's zero chance the president will be removed from office.
So far, McConnell has not come to me, and I'm worried that we won't get a fair trial where all the facts and all the truth comes out.
The House plans to vote Wednesday on two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A senior U.S. diplomat on Monday made a last-minute plea for North Korea to stop its provocations and re-enter nuclear negotiations. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
It's not too late for North Korea to engage in nuclear talks. That from Steve Biegun, the top U.S. envoy for North Korea, who's visiting Seoul this week. In recent weeks, North Korea has issued almost daily warnings about its end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to soften its stance on nuclear talks. North Korea has threatened to deliver an ominous Christmas gift, saying it's up to the U.S. what kind of present it will get. Biegun called those comments regrettable. Biegun's trip to Seoul comes days after North Korea conducted two tests, apparently of engines for long-range missiles. There are fears the North could soon resume long-range missile tests. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
For more on this story, please go to voanews.com. In Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The United Nations' longest climate talks ever ended in Madrid Sunday, with countries agreeing to increase carbon cutting commitments next year, but postponing clear-cut decisions in key areas. Critics accuse several of the world's biggest polluters, including the United States, of blocking progress to address a growing climate crisis. Lisa Bryant has more from Paris.
There was some progress in compromise. The European Union, with the exception of Poland, pledged this past week to reach net zero emissions by 2050. Delegates agreed to enhance emissions cutting plans, but they failed to agree on clear targets, rules for carbon markets, or financing for poorer nations to adapt and respond to climate change. That adds pressure for next year, when the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement begins to be implemented. Here's a reaction from Costa Rica's delegation.
We did not quite get there this time, but we have progressed.
The talks were backdropped by a series of alarming findings on the growing impact of climate change on our oceans, forests, and glaciers. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Chinese President Xi Jinping met Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam in Beijing on Monday. He said he recognizes her courage to govern the Asian financial hub in exceptional times and supports the city's police to uphold the law. New Zealanders observed a minute of silence on Monday at the moment that a volcano erupted a week earlier. 16 people are dead and many others have severe burns. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the search for two additional victims will continue.
Police with the Navy will continue their recovery operation for the two remaining victims, reassessing the risk each day.
She says two dozen people are being treated for their injuries.
Our health professionals continue to care for 14 people in hospital, 10 in a critical condition. 13 people have been transferred to Australia, and one has sadly passed away upon their return.
Most of the 47 people on the island at the time of the eruption were tourists, including 28 people from Australia. Officials in Afghanistan confirmed Sunday the United States plans to withdraw thousands of troops from the country, insisting the move stemmed from a mutual understanding between the two allied nations. Rescuers pulled out two bodies today from a three-story building that collapsed in a strong earthquake in the southern Philippines. Rescuers believe at least seven more people are trapped inside. At least five people died in Sunday's magnitude 6.9 quake. For more news whenever you need it, download the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.